that means actually Cyber Monday, which is a relatively new phenomenon, I suppose, for Ireland. Dr. Kevin Curran is a reader in computer science in the Ulster University. He's on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Well, Doctor, it's all over the place at the moment, Cyber Monday. Just before we get to that, though, can I ask you about this breach of security that we've been hearing about over the weekend, the details of Blue Box Broadband customers being published in an online notice board, about 3,000 customers affected. What happened here, do you know?
Well, Blue Box Broadband are a provider of wireless internet connectivity, really. They reach areas in Donegal and Derry and in the north where other companies can't because of poor connectivity through the wires. So they've been trading for many years, about 10 years, and many people know them as Northwest Electronics, NWE. So it seems that they had this forum online, this forum which people could register and put in their details, their name and address, their phone number, their email address, and submit, just more or less to see, get more further details, and also sometimes it's possible that it was just to see, was there coverage in their area. But this forum, obviously, the details which were submitted by potential customers rather than customers, that has been leaked. It's been leaked online, which a lot of these shares, a lot of these hacks do. People just post them into these forums, and then people can see all the details there, which, again, obviously, is, it's a privacy invasion, really, where, okay, you know, I mean, they're quick to claim that there is no financial details here because, again, that these weren't actually customers. But, again, any time any private details are leaked, such as your name, address, or email, which links to you, that's just, it's freely available online, and there are companies out there, there's professional hackers, organizations who make a living out of this, that collect this data and sell it onwards because it's fresh data, it's up-to-date data, and then it could be used later to target someone. So rather than an email coming in saying hi, the email coming in would say, hi, Kevin, I believe that you're blah, 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 just come here and register. It could be used for any type of, scam to make it more obvious that, to make it more believable to someone like me, if my details were leaked online, I get an email coming in and it's directed at me, I would be quicker to move to another form and possibly then it would be open to a greater scam.
So were these details that people had published on their public forum, or were these details for the company only?
Well, these are details that these broadband customers put into an online notice board last Thursday. And then it was stored on a server by Blue Box, and then, of course, that was leaked. Somehow that was hacked, and again, the details were published online then.
And how easy is it to hack into websites?
You can get lucky. I mean, if you target, if you're targeted by, good hackers, there's very little you can do at times. But out there, there's a thing called, generally the number one tool that people use, really, is Google. And what we call these Google dorks, these are request, these are things that you put into the URL, into the Google, and you put in like in URL, and you put in maybe the name of something which is vulnerability, because there are websites out there which publish all the vulnerabilities which exist in systems like web servers and in computer operating systems, and then to go back to Windows XP and before that. And so the older the operating system, the more likely it is and the web server to be hacked. So these vulnerabilities exist, so you can go to these websites, you can see that there's all these vulnerabilities to do with maybe a site which runs something what we call WordPress, just something else and something else, software X, software Y. So therefore, you go back to Google and you put in these search strings. They really are just strings and have data in there, and you hit search. And off it goes, and because all web servers are by their nature are online, they will reply and tell you whether or not they're running this software, whether they're running this operating system with the search term that you put in. And if they are, then you know that you've got one of these web servers which have not been updated, because again, there are so many million web servers in the world. There's so many people who put sites up, forget about them, don't have the technical expertise to patch them, because the number one good practice you do in security is to patch your operating systems, patch your computer, update your phone, update every time you see an update coming in from your phone manufacturer or your computer operating system, and you always should update that, because that fixes these flaws which are available. Because the major operating system people like Android and Apple and Windows and Microsoft, they all are monitoring these forums as well. They're aware of the vulnerabilities and they're releasing updates all the time.
And of course,
so therefore you have...
You know what happens? Yes. This is Dr. Kevin Curran, by the way, reader in computer science at the Ulster University, and we're talking about yet another security breach on a company, online security breach. And it's, I suppose, a tendency we have to say, oh, sure, I'll leave that update on the phone until later, because it means turning off for a while, or the phone being down for a few minutes and I can't be bothered, and you keep putting it off and putting it off.
People are unaware how important it is, but it really is the number one thing that, you know, I teach computer security in college, and, you know, we go through everything, and, you know, at the end of it, the one thing the students understand fully is the need to patch, because all the exploits we do in the labs, and we probe machines, we're generally probing on machines which have not been updated, which have not been patched. So the more modern the operating system, the more modern the website is, the more up-to-date it is, the more difficult it is. So what you do, you find hackers go off to what we call the low-hanging fruit, the websites which have not been updated, because they've only got so many hours in a day as well. So why would they spend time on a website which is really up-to-date? So again, in a case like this, the most important thing for customers today, or anyone who thinks to visit a Blue Box broadband or a customer, is update the password. Again, to make sure that the password they've used in this site, just like good practice, is not the same that they've used on other sites. So if there's one information, you know, the key information as well is that people should use different passwords on different websites, because, again, if the hackers find a password associated with one website, they'll go to other ones that just presume that the person has used their same email address in Facebook, same email address, maybe an online banking, and then they move in there, although online banking generally has an account number. But there's one fabulous website, and it's run by one of the leading security experts in the world called Troy Hunt. It's called Have I Been Pwned? That's HAVIBEENPWNED.com. And there, it's a legitimate service. You go there and you type in your email address. That will tell you, he has hundreds of millions of emails accounts which have been compromised. It will tell you there and then whether or not your email address and your details have been leaked in any breach to date. And Have I been pwned? It's PWNED, all one word. Have I been PWNED.com. Right. And I bet half of the people listening today who go there will find that their details were leaked, at least in the Adobe hack a few years ago. That the Adobe, who have PDF reader and all these other software, that they were hacked a number of years ago, millions of accounts were compromised, and still that's the one that nearly everyone has a leaked account because of them. But this is a fabulous website, and you can also register your email address, which I recommend to anyone. You just type in your email address and say, can I be notified when your email address is part of a leak? And his site will send you a notification whenever a new breach occurs and your email is part of it.
You've got me going now. I'm having a go at it while I'm talking to you. So it's Have I Been... So it's Have I Been PWNED.
Yeah.
That is...
Exactly.
So if I put in my email there...
Yeah. It will tell you which...
Good news. Good news. No punnage found.
Very good.
Right.
Very good.
Well, at least I know. I bet people will be trying that all over the place now. This is a fantastic... fantastic website, you tell us. So have a go at that. Yeah. Just check. Just put any of your emails in it, and it'll tell you whether or not.
It is, and don't use other services. The hackers have set up many of these similar sites because they know that it's a great way for them to collect email addresses.
It is. Yeah.
This one is genuine. This guy is a real deal. He's a genuine researcher. He's fabulous. He's probably one of the top gurus in the world on security. But no, like I said, don't use other services, just use that one.
Because I was going to say to you then, you put in your email.
The other thing as well, like any leaks, again, people should always check their credit card, bank statements as well, on a regular basis. And to be honest, it's funny, even though online banking has now become one of the most useful things you can have, but I would also recommend to people is to make their online banking probably view only. If you don't need to transfer money on a daily basis, again, there's a lot of people who have been financially out of pocket now because of late the banks have done this feat where they've shifted liability away from themselves onto customers, and it's increasingly in the small terms now. So when there is people who are literally their accounts have been hacked and they haven't got any recompensation, because nowadays when a bank a fraud happens, you're dealing with the bank directly, their judge and jury. So it's becoming one of those things that people's going under the radar, but it's very, very difficult to get your money back in some of these frauds which happen online connected to your bank account. So I'd say make your bank account view only. So still you're able to go in and see what your balance is, blah, blah, blah. But unless you transfer money, you don't need it. So just make it view only. And that gives you some security because, of course, not all accounts are the same. The ones that we have money in, like PayPal or bank details and maybe eBay, something where there's money involved, you've linked a credit card, they're the ones that we don't want compromised. if something like Facebook is compromised to some degree, it's only really, you know, your account's being hacked for a while. But something where you have a credit card linked to it, that's very dangerous, and they're the ones you do not want to be compromised on.
Well, I'll tell you, we're getting a lot of calls asking for this website address again to check whether your email's been there. Yeah. They call it PWNED.
P-W-N-E-D. Yeah. Have I been pwned?
Yeah, which is, have you been scammed, really? And people are ringing in for it, so again, I'm going to give that address. It's have I been, and then just pwned.com. It's all one word, by the way. It's unusual. Yeah. Just talk to us, will you please? Dr. Kevin Curran on the line, reader in computer science at the Ulster University, and he knows all about how these scams work because he works in that area and he teaches people how they work as well. So it's all clever stuff. What about the Cyber Monday business today? How vigilant should people be? There's supposed to be good deals out there. It's a bit like this Black Friday, but on the cyber world. So how careful do we need to be today?
I mean, generally, go to websites which you know are household names and ones which you're recommending to friends or family, or, you know, just look for the padlock in the top left, the green padlock, really. You know, I mean, that's just, you know, every website which is selling goods right now that accepts credit cards or PayPal should have that symbol. It's the HTTPS symbol. It's the green padlock in the top left, and that means that your information is secure from your computer to the website. But it's a real indicator that if that's not there, there's something fishy about that. And again, I'd say avoid websites that don't have details for the vendors, because what happens when something goes wrong, you know? Again, if it's a big household name, you should be okay, but I would just say stick to the high street ones, or Amazon, or, you know, the ones that you're familiar with, really, because, you know, you really want to have your, you know, to be sure that it's your goal. If your goods are faulty, you want to be able to get a refund, really. Of course, also use a credit card when you're buying online if possible, because, you know, if the item's worth more than 100 quid and less than 3,000, you're protected by the Consumer Credit Act. So the credit card company is liable, which is, you know, again, that's one of the wonderful things about using a credit card online, because credit card companies can't deal with vendors unless that they'll back, you know, any fraud which happens, because if that they'll deal with them directly to get them.
Right.
To get the goods back.
Another quick question. The caller says, if we're going to this website and we subsequently find out that, yes, we have been hacked, what next?
If you wanted to, well, okay, on this website, really, well, then, you know, with the details which have been leaked have been your address, your email address, your physical address or email address, and possibly if you were to put in a password there, if it did ask you to, no, it might not have, but the fact is, you know, your email address is out there now, it's online in a forum, and it's connected to your physical address. So I guess, be on the watch out for emails coming in the future, you know, anyone who phones you up as well, that they'll have your, you know, they might phone you up and say, look at, they might just presume that you've also got an account with someone else, and they might phone you up and tell you to log on to a website to change your details, because they might convince you over the phone or through an email that they know who you are, that they really are the customer service department for some organization, because they have your name, they have your real address, and they might have even a, you know, an email address. So in other words, what we call these phishing attacks, that's P-H-I-S-H, phishing attacks, these can be used now. The more details they have when they ring you up or they contact you by email, the more likely they are to come to sound convincing.
Yeah.
And if you're someone who, you know, and if someone rings up, you know, on a Monday morning, and, you know, you're not that up there with technology, and they say, look, sorry, we just had a major account, suspicious account activity on your Bank of Ireland account. And can you just confirm that you are Mary Johnson and you live at this address, and this is your email address, and you're going, yeah, that's me, and say, okay, can you type into your web browser right now, can you visit this site, and they own the site, and then you download something, and then, you know, again, that's the easiest way for them, is to get you to download something. That's why you see that these callers are all the time ringing houses around the north of Ireland and Donegal, and they're trying constantly to get people to download software, which is really a backdoor onto your computer, and then they, most of these ones convince you that there's that there's spam, that there's, you know, that there's a virus on your computer.
Breaking into your house, basically.
It is, yeah. Because the more they get in, the key loggers, and of course they're looking all the time, really, to get your banking details, really.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, you know,
the other thing I noticed that's doing the rounds at the moment is this revenue email, and it's very convincing, because it actually says it's the revenue and you're owed 300 quid or 500 quid in a tax rebate. It looks like a revenue, official revenue email. It actually says revenue.ie, but if you actually go into the return for the email, it's in one of these Yahoos or something. So there is a way of finding out. Is it right click set? Where does it go to? You know, to check what address it's come from.
Yeah, but if you hover over the link, generally in your email clients, it'll show you the long thing down below. But that's right. The other rule is you never, ever click on an email in a link in an email. So even if you're pretty sure that something that you need to visit a website and it's come from your bank or whatever else, you leave your email or whatever that tab and you go to your new tab and you type in www.bankofireland, whatever. You never, ever click an email link in the email. You never do. And banks themselves have stopped doing that. They will tell you to go and visit the site. You know, they stop doing that because it's just the worst practice ever to click on an email link, because you can also hide that as well. So that's no guarantee. And some email clients don't even allow you to hover over it. So you never, ever click on a link in an email. You literally go into a new tab and you type in the name of the account and website and you go there and manually do it.
Well, Kevin, as always, thank you for the very good advice. Hopefully we'll save people a lot of bother in the future. And thanks for joining us on the program.
You're welcome, Sean.
Dr. Kevin Curran there, reader in computer science at the Ulster University. Back after these. The time. Anyway, let's go to Councillor Terence Slowey, who has...